Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world.
Slightly farcical end, but Ireland nevertheless registered their second win of the ICC World 2020 as they remain favourites to qualify from Group B for the Super 10s. They restricted the United Arab Emirates to 123 for 6 as Paul Sterling and Kevin O'Brien each took a brace of wickets, Shaiman Anwar top scoring with 30. Ireland were then cruising towards their target when the floodlights failed after 14 overs, with a score on 103 for 3. They won by 21 runs on the Duck with Lewis method. Earlier, Zimbabwe kept their hopes of qualifying for the main stage alive after defeating the Netherlands in a last ball thriller in Sylhet, their second in 3 days. Vusi Sibanda dispatched Asan Malik deep into the stands with the last ball of the game. The game was vital for both sides as they looked to manoeuvre themselves into a position to overhaul Ireland before the final round of qualification matches, and it was Zimbabwe who won it by 5 wickets. In the warm-up matches played today, Australia held on to defend their score of 200 for 7 and beat New Zealand by just 3 runs in a high-scoring game in Fatullah. David Warner and Martin Guptill both scored belligerent half-centuries in a game where bat dominated ball and some 397 runs were scored in 40 overs. The West Indies warm up nicely for their title defence, recording a second victory on the bounce as they beat Sri Lanka by 33 runs. South Africa dismissed Pakistan for just 71 in 17.3 overs before wrapping up an utterly convincing 8-wicket win in Fatullah. Just 3 players reached double figures during Pakistan's calamitous innings, with Umar Akmal top scoring with 17. And in their final game before the all-important clash with Pakistan on Friday, India beat England by 20 runs. Virat Kohli and Suresh Raina struck half-centuries to guide the score to 178 for 4, and it proved too high a target for England, who could only manage 158 for 6 in their reply. The opening match of the Indian Premier League will see reigning champions Mumbai Indians play Kolkata Knight Riders on the 16th of April in Abu Dhabi. The first 20 matches of the competition will be hosted by Abu Dhabi, Dubai and Sharjah, before the tournament moved back to Bangladesh or India for the final 40 games. The BCCI is now increasingly confident the matches will be held in Indian states away from where vote counting is taken place during the general election in May. In other IPL news today, Kings XI Punjab have confirmed that Australia's 2020 captain George Bailey will lead their side for the 2014 season, which gets underway in April.